From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an Al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The hotel, targeted by Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group, is popular with politicians and civil servants. The country's Minister of Information, Abdirahman Omar Osman, confirmed the dismissals. He told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped this truck. He said five Al-Shabaab militants executed the attack. Police captured three and shot another dead while the fifth died in the truck explosion. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government troops. Officials reported the heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the fatalities. The district police chief confirmed the death toll to VOA, saying 14 police personnel were guarding the post at the time. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has confirmed he will be stepping down, dissolving his position as president of the self-ruled Northern Kurdish region and distributing his duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. In a letter to Parliament Sunday, Barzani said he will not be seeking re-election with his term set to expire on November 1st. The parliament had already decided to halt Barzani's governmental activities, and on Saturday, it said it would read a statement from Barzani during its upcoming meeting. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund.